And the Bible says for that, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Let's bow even now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, that same name. The Bible says that demons tremble at that name. As we come today to proclaim your word, we ask that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have your Bibles this morning. Turn with us to the Gospel of Luke, and we'll be there for the balance of this month, so just put a piece of paper in there, put something that it becomes your bookmark. Amen. Luke 11, and today we'll look at verse number 2. When you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
It reads, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Teach Us to Pray, Part 2. Teach Us to Pray, Part 2 on this rainy Sunday. But isn't that great? You can still feel the rain. This week, the world seemed to pause upon learning of the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Her son, King Charles, will now become king of assuming the monarchy and becoming head of state. 96 years old, and she kind of became everybody's grandmother, so to speak. Whenever you would see her, such class, such grace, and everybody kind of stopped. Well, the queen has departed. And King Charles III made a statement that I think resonates with all of us as it relates to his mother. He said, we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother for her love, her affection, guidance, understanding, and example. As Americans, we kind of like the royal family. We kind of get into it, so to speak. Celebrities, we watch it from afar. You remember Princess Diana, beloved, and then even her sons. That Harry married Meghan Markle, and there again, that became a celebrity. What does it mean to be a celebrity? I laugh sometimes. People say, you are a celebrity. I say, really? I still do household chores. I still drive myself. I'm not sure about celebrity, but we have certainly been drawn to persons of royalty. But I just want to stop by to tell you today that Jesus is not a celebrity.
Amen.
Jesus is royalty. And upon the passing of Queen Elizabeth, I thought about what we were talking about today, thy kingdom come. And I said, listen, this is a great way to move into today's text. Let's recap from last time. And we talk about teach us to pray. It didn't say teach us how to pray. It said teach us to pray, which says to me that prayer is important. And so Jesus, when he's approached by that particular disciple, says that he had been praying in a certain place. And they said to him, then the first verse, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And Jesus gave kind of an on-the-spot lesson. Isn't that great that he was such a teacher? He could just stop right there and say, wait a minute, I don't need to find any notes. I can tell you right now, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We focus last time on the Father, his identity, and the character of God, and God's actions, our last time. And so we move a little bit further today in part two, Thy Kingdom Come. And in the King James Version, you'll find on earth as it is in heaven, in the Matthew 6 account, which is the Lord's Prayer, but a longer, similar prayer, you'll find it there. So if you got an NIV, you won't see in earth as it is in heaven. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Well, y'all some Bibles too late. You say, Pastor, we already knew that. Amen? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Scholars have concluded that the kingdom of God is wherever God is in control. So when we pray, Thy Kingdom Come, it ought to be a prayer in a few areas, I believe. It ought to be a personal prayer. Ought to be one that is powerful and one that is a petition unto God. So I begin to think about some of the scriptures that are related to this, Matthew 6:6. And Jesus, again, is talking about prayer. But when you pray, not if you pray, not when you get around to it, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, how personal was that? You. Amen? I did pass the English, kind of, sort of. But it is personal. And your time with God ought to be personal. Ought to be your business and God's business. But whatever you do, pray. Amen? When your prayers are personal, they are done in secret. You continue that passage. There were those who prayed just because they wanted to be heard. Amen. I'm praying. Did you hear me? But when you get alone with God and have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your struggles. And so this is the importance of a personal prayer. And those things done in secret, he will reward you openly. Why are you getting blessed? Because I was in my secret place. Amen? Or y'all have secret places that you go to. And says, you know what? I don't want to be bothered. I just need some time alone with me and God. That ought to be a personal time. Blessed be the God. And it's not a reward like we think a reward. We're thinking, okay, if I do this, I'm going to get something. I'm going to get some reward points. No, you'll get some peace. Amen? You'll get some joy. Amen. You'll find and sense more love in your heart, because when you're praying in a personal way, the cameras flip and all of a sudden it's you and the Lord.
Yeah.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Take time to find a place where you can pray. Let me ask you, do you have that place?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Steal away. That becomes so important. I steal away most mornings and come to the church early and just sit with the Lord.
Amen.
It's a personal time.
Yes,
and as I preach about prayer, I got to do more praying.
Yes, sir.
I can't say, now here's what I saw in a book about prayer, but God is increasing my own prayer life. Isn't that what the Word ought to do? All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for correction, that the man and woman of God might be thoroughly furnished under good works. That is the good news. How personal are your prayers? They're personal. Someone who knows all about you, someone who knows you, so you can't really slide anything in on the Savior. He knows why you have come. He knows why you want to sup with him. You can pretend you don't have a list. You can beat around the bush. But he already knows. And he wants you to come into his presence. Oh my God, isn't it great when you can get caught up in such a way that you forget how long it's been and you realize I need to be going to work. Amen. Or there's something I need to do. But just having personal time with the Savior. As a community of faith, we need to bombard heaven with prayer. The Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. Will you be committed to that? To say, I just need to pray. I just need to pull over. And I always tell my lunchroom canteen experiences. I was in the canteen this week and someone came in. I was probably getting something out of the machine that I didn't need. That's being transparent. But while I was in that area, someone came in and we began to talk about prayer in the conference. I just stopped right there and said, in the name of Jesus. It wasn't long. I just lifted up prayer as that person moved in and moved. And sometimes you got to just pray on the spot. Amen. Prayer that is personal, but prayer that's also powerful. Like Acts 4:31, we were talking about it in prayer meeting the other night. Love this text. It says, after they prayed, that is the early church, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. The early church took a risk. It was life and death. See, we can just kind of do our thing now. Put a little palm branch in the windshield. You know, we're good. But back then, it could mean you losing your life if you would try to pray. And so they would get together and they prayed with power. And as a result, something happened as a result of their prayer. You remember grandma's prayer and grandfather's prayer and mama's prayer and daddy's prayer. I mean, it seemed like something happened because they were praying for you. You weren't that smart. You weren't that goody-two-shoe. But blessed be to God. I believe that my parents prayed some stuff that kept me out of trouble. I know I'm talking to a saved church today. Amen. I was about to mess up and something happened. I say, somebody I know now may have been praying for me. And now you are that person. Amen?
Amen.
You are the grandfather and the grandmother. You are the parent. And it behooves us to pray for our children. Amen. Our prayers ought to have power. Our prayers ought to do something. Our prayers ought to make a difference when we pray. My God, your prayer ought to be blowing stuff up. Your house ought to be shaking. You ought to call the contractor. Why? Because you prayed so much that something has happened in the atmosphere. Change has come. You don't pat yourself on the back, but you give God the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us right now are living on mama and daddy's prayer. Powerful prayers. Not beating around the bush prayers. Lord, keep him. Watch over her. Make sure he or she is in the right crowd. There's something about prayer. Prayers that blow up, you know. And that's what the Holy Spirit will do in the midst of our prayer. It's like dynamite. Really? That sounds good. Yeah. Dunamis is the word for spirit, the root word of dynamite. Uh-oh. I dare you to light it up right now and allow your prayers to just blow up those strongholds and to blow up those things that have been keeping you. You ought to go into a prayer swinging. Amen? Don't go passive. Say, well, Lord, if you will. No, I'm praying today because I believe something is going to happen. I believe you're going to shake some things up. After you shake me up, you're going to shake up the situation. Anybody feel that way today? Your prayers have been kind of hitting low. But my God, you start praying with power and all of a sudden, stuff start blowing up. Oh, you didn't feel me on that. I'm talking about showing up. In the midnight hour prayer, showing up. On your knees prayer, showing up prayer. Powerful prayer. And things will happen. when you pray.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it. And so I kind of got caught up in that in sermon preparation. I said, you know what? I'm just going to start looking. Holy Spirit, give me that scripture and that scripture. Oh, my God. And once they start ministering to me, just want to share with you.
Yes.
Personal, powerful, and a prayer that's connected to a petition. Love this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, verse 7, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Let your request. Your request may not be my request. That's why you can't judge somebody else's prayer. Why are they praying for that? None of your business. They're your request. And we all go through different things in different seasons. And what we ask God might be different than what you're asking God. Because why? He knows exactly what we need. And so make your request. Can I be DJ for a moment? Everybody loves the disc jockey because you can make your request. I want to know if you can dedicate this to the one I love. I know how to keep y'all awake in the house. Amen? I never did that. Because folk were calling the radio station going out for Bob and Tina. She don't like you. And so I would not honor that request, but when I love to be in life. But making a request, it becomes your Lord, give me more patience. Give me more love in my heart. Give me more understanding. Make your request known unto God. Thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth. Jesus spoke this in a prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane to his Father. Word in Matthew 26:39 says, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. A key moment in the transition as he was going to the cross. Amen?
Amen.
And when we pray, thy will be done, we acknowledge God's right to rule. Tony Evans, one of Deacon Waller's favorite people. There's probably a book that he does not have by Tony Evans. The Baltimore native and very deep pastor says, as the Creator, God rules over the world. His priorities ought to be our priorities. He is the king, always will be the king, and we ought to have a kingdom agenda. That may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
After the church is raptured, after the dead in Christ shall rise, and those of us who remain are caught up to meet him in the air, it won't be long afterwards that Jesus will set up his earthly kingdom. Matthew 25:31 says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then will he sit on his glorious throne.
Yes.
Amen? Now, do you feel like a king's kid right along and now? I told you it was about royalty, didn't I? We began talking about the king and the queen, but it's proper to address them as your majesty. Oh, some of y'all know what that means. But as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, as a royal priesthood, when I think of majesty, I think about that hymn, Majesty. Worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem of praise. Now, don't you kind of feel important now? You're kingdom kids. It's about his majesty, so you can bow to him. Your majesty, hallelujah. He's a king who can do something. He's the king who will come and see about you. Your majesty. Oh, blessed be the God today. So exalt, lift on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glory Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty, Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all. And then all hail the power of Jesus' name. And let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown Him. What are you going to crown Him? Lord of all. So are you feeling me now about this kingdom business? And then it says, crown Him with many crowns. The Lamb upon the throne, hark how the heavenly anthems drown all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of Him who died for thee and held Him as matchless King through all eternity. All I'm trying to say is that thank God that we're under kingdom authority.
Yeah.
Amen. And so the next time you pray, thy kingdom come, you ought to be thinking about the real King. Amen. I'm talking about the King of King and the Lords of Lords. I'm talking about that is who I will bow to. Amen. My Lord. I don't mind doing that. Anybody thought that was a bow in authority? Hallelujah. I will bow in the morning. I will bow at the noonday. I will bow late at night. What? Your majesty. Oh, do you feel me today? I'm talking about royalty. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the one who died for me, my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Anybody excited now? Don't put your nose up, but put your hands up and give God some praise today. Hallelujah, that you serve royalty. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. And one day He will crack the sky. And one day He'll return and set up shop on the throne. Aren't you glad about that today? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the word of God. It's already blessed. Next week, give us this day our daily bread. Come on, give God a praise today. Honor. Did you realize that He's Lord? He's risen from the dead. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even in that place, I walked away feeling like somebody this week. As I pray for the royal family, I said, well, wait a minute, let me look at who I am. Yeah, Tootin may be my last name, but redeemed is what they call it. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden now, I'm glad to be in the royal family. But not everybody has made it there. And that's why, as kingdom believers, we got to keep spreading the word. Recruitment. Have you heard about Jesus? See, some people have not. They've heard about Jesus, but they never experienced Him. It behooves us to explain it through our own testimony about what God has done for us. Don't be afraid to tell your children about Jesus. I don't want to put that on them. When they grow up, it'll be too late when they grow up. You speak Jesus now. And you live Jesus now. So they might see the Christ in you. But don't be afraid like, no, that's not me. It's me. And once you plant the seed, you got to keep going back bothering them. But the Bible says one planteth, another watereth, but God gives the increase. Something will happen when you speak that kingdom talk. When you walk in a kingdom way. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the disciple who said, can You teach us? to pray. Lord, teach us to pray and what to pray for. Our prayer this morning is for those who are lost and sick. We pray in the name of Jesus they may come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you so use us, use us. But the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. I pray in the name of Jesus. If there's one in the house today who knows not the Savior, one who's listening, who is confused about what does it mean to be a Christian and to live the Christian life, may they hear your voice today. The Bible says, I shall confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Today, use us, Lord. Until you use us up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. Amen. You give a day desire of your heart, a good fellowship. If you're not saved, and let me just go old school. I want